Double Tap.
Hello and welcome to Double Tap. I'm Alice Taplin. This week, in a special edition of Double Tap, we're diving into the City of Glass for Mirror's Edge Catalyst. We speak to the actors.
It's so breathtaking. It's just this, you can feel your heart racing.
Claire sees a totally different Faith from the beginning to the end.
Delve into its soundtrack.
It's new, but it's still in the same spirit and feeling as the old one.
And look at the technology that drives it.
Every little crease in your face when you smile or laugh, it shows up, and it's incredible what they've accomplished.
In a bumper show, we're joined by two different actors who played Faith. We hear more about the mysterious Icarus from the man who played him, and hear from the composer of that epic soundtrack. We start today chatting to Faye Kingsley and Jeff Berg, who play Faith and Icarus.
I once knew a young woman who would defy anyone and anything in order to do what she felt was right. But you're clearly not her. You're broken.
I'm not broken.
Prove it.
It's so breathtaking. It's just this, you can feel your heart racing. You feel yourself like really moving through the scene.
So, there's a fighter in you after all.
The world, it's so elegant, and it's set in the future.
They place Faith in the center of this national conflict now.
Mm-hmm.
So you get her backstory, which wasn't really in the first game. So in the game, you actually learn more about what has brought Faith to her present condition.
I'm scared. I'll run for you, Dogan. But Noah can't know.
You owe me a lot of script, Faith. I expect you to deliver on your promise.
Faith! God! Where are you?
Like, she was a great character in the first game, but, like, the character development wasn't there. So now the player really gets to see her change over time, which is cool. Like, an arc. I mean, for actors doing films, like, it's essential that your character goes through a change, and to have that in a video game now, you know, the things that she does and what she gets exposed to, the player sees a totally different Faith from the beginning to the end.
Every new day holds a promise. Waste it or spend it advancing yourself.
Anything having to do with Gabriel Kruger, we need to stay miles away from.
Look, I thought that this would be a...
No, you didn't think, Faith. You never do.
Don't get lost.
Barely out of prison and already stirring things up? Your parents would be proud.
Mr. Kruger, he is out for runner blood. Whatever it is you stole from him must be very valuable.
Storyline and the narrative was so imperative, and I mean they've also placed a lot of emphasis on like mastering the environment, using momentum and timing moves, and it's all about fluidity of movement, which is also sort of, I think, really interesting for this particular game anyway.
Yeah, and how did you prepare for it?
I was provided like with basically a Bible booklet on Faith Connors, like where she, like the entire backstory, where she, and I worked really closely with the writer and the director of the video game. We sort of met weeks before we even started shooting to sort of really hone in on sort of getting into the psyche of you know, a runner that lives off the grid, you know? So we discussed a lot of various angles and worked through a lot of different plot points as to why, what would motivate someone to do what she does.
I'm Icarus. Noah sent me.
You could be anyone.
Well, you'll just have to trust me. Here, take this. I want to get off the streets.
A beat link? But...
Put it on. We need to get you connected and calibrated. I know no one's eager to talk to you.
So on the subject of Icarus, obviously not much information has been released about him. What's something that you might be able to tell us that people don't know about him?
We want to keep it kind of on the down low about Icarus, just so players will have a discovery. But what I can tell you, he's a runner like Faith, thrill seeker, but he's one of those guys that he doesn't really do it for the money. He loves just being part of the on the pushing the envelope. And so essentially Icarus is Faith's main teammate. So when Faith needs guidance throughout the game or information, quite often Icarus, sometimes begrudgingly, will come along to help her.
If you can make it through that old place, time to see if the fabled Faith is all that she's made out to be. Nobody likes a smart mouth, Icarus. She'll do fine.
That's about all I can say, unfortunately, because it's all hush-hush. But when the game launches on June 7th, it's going to be worth the wait. So.
And you're also like a peer. We're both thieves, you know, to steal data and perform corporate espionage. So that's also really exciting.
Take down the big man.
Well, yeah.
And what's the relationship between Faith and Icarus? Because there's been a lot of rumors about them potentially being romantic interests.
We can't really say too much about that, but it's kind of like what Jeff said. They are sort of like I would say partners in trying to get you know missions done. So yeah, he's sort of a little helper. Santa's little helper.
Faith's little helper.
Yeah, little small. Just joking. He's big.
Hey.
I wondered what characteristic Faye and Jeff would most like to have from Faith and Icarus, and if this would give us a little more insight into what we'll learn about them in Catalyst.
Well, for me, there's the sense that she's, early on, she's like this, an adrenaline junkie, sort of like a thrill seeker. And she's so very daring. I think I would like to have a little bit more of that in my life. Like, you know, pushing the boundaries of things and not being so physically afraid of getting hurt. There's something so wonderful about watching someone that is so completely fearless. And yeah, that would be something I'd like to have a little bit more in my life.
Thrill seeking, I love about the characters, and I love the fact that he's really loyal with Faith, and I have some of these traits myself. So I guess the one thing that I don't have, I love how the runners in the city are kind of like this Robin Hood-esque characters where they're stealing from the mean and giving to the good people. And I love that characteristic where it's thrill seeking, but it's also going after the big bad guy in order to help the everyman. And I love that characteristic. And there's a part of me that just doesn't have that. And I would steal that from
about? Icarus. Of course you do. Clear that. You're totally like Robin Hood.
I'm totally, yeah.
The modern day Robin Hood.
Yeah, yeah. Of Nottingham.
Notting Hill. Okay. Notting Sorry. Hill.
So what was it like to have voiced such an iconic character? Because, you know, when people think of female video game characters, usually Lara Croft and Faith Connors are the two that come to mind. So was that a lot of pressure?
Yeah, it was. It's sort of like stepping into pretty big shoes to fill. And I mean, all I could really do is make sure that she was real, and that I wanted to just make sure that I did my job in just bringing the essence of someone like that to life. You know, she's unique, like I said, because she doesn't use any guns. She doesn't have any superpowers, and she uses her fists, her feet, and her environment to sort of maneuver through life in a way. And, you know, she's elegant and very powerful in that regard, that rare combination of elegance and power. And I also like that she's sort of someone that's willing to take a stand on things. So, and I think when it comes to a hero, that is just something that you also think about when it comes to someone that rises and leads when others can't. So yeah, I think it makes her really incredible. It's just really fun to get to play as Faith.
Faye was right to say big shoes. She isn't the only person who's played Faith. Jules DeYoung voiced Faith in the first Mirror's Edge. We spoke to her about the iconic character and the legacy of the first game.
When I first picked up the script for Mirror's Edge, I was instantly drawn to Faith as a character. But I didn't know if it was just me being hopeful or the strength of Rihanna Pratchett's writing, but she seemed different.
Oh, and by the way, Rihanna Pratchett, yeah, she also wrote for Tomb Raider, the other game with a female protagonist you always think of.
Faith has shown that a woman can rely on her cunning rather than her curves and still sell games. Faith is universally likable. I mean, you could spend a lot of time with her and never get bored. Nothing shakes her from her mission. She is totally 100% behind doing what's right. And I'd like to think if I were ever in an end of the world scenario or something of that sort, that I could have a little Faith Connors in me.
Don't we all? But what I wanted to know was what it was like preparing for the first Mirror's Edge, to see how the different Faiths got ready for the role.
The voice director, Thomas Danko, was, I mean, he was just a maverick, that man. Absolutely, totally passionate and committed to the task and a bit of a method man. So he would have us jump around and do all kinds of crazy stuff. So I was already having to do things differently just because he was directing me. And I guess I did probably have to play it a little quieter because everything's to yourself. It's her internal voice a lot of the time, you know, except for the cutscenes. So it would be different in that respect. But on the whole, I have the same approach that I always do. I try to get to know the character as much as I can and make them real. Because if they're real to me, then hopefully they'll be real to everyone else.
Stop her! If you keep this up, I swear you'll be dead in a month.
Using every weapon at our disposal, we've got to destroy it.
Back off!
Cooper did this.
And he'll be able to do it to anyone unless he stopped.
Get out of my sight!
That's it?
What else is there?
You're wrong. I'm not broken.
Prove it.
The first game, it was sort of a game before its time. You know, it didn't do so well, and then people kind of picked up on it more, and then it gained loads of fans. So would you say that this one is sort of the same, that it's a game before its time, that it's bringing something new to the video game world?
I guess even with a female protagonist that doesn't use guns, for example, that I feel like is setting its precedent as well, just in terms of interesting characters that aren't sort of kind of stereotypical.
Was there a lot of pressure to join the Mirror's Edge franchise?
This was actually my first game, and since then I've kind of, it's become my thing. You see comments online, people are like, don't mess this one up, guys, don't mess this up. And to be a part of the rebirth of Mirror's Edge Catalyst is, I feel so grateful.
Yeah, totally. I'm wanting to do it justice as well, because there are core fans that you sort of don't want to let down.
And one part of Mirror's Edge Catalyst that has got fans excited is the soundtrack. We spoke to Magnus Birgersson, who made the soundtrack for both Catalyst and the original Mirror's Edge. This time round, Magnus, who works on the Solar Fields project, also worked with Churches on the title track Warning Call.
I hear it, echoing of every place that we call our.
I have to keep the essence of the Mirror's Edge sound. I mean, the ambient parts and the drone-ish stuff like that. But the first game is, I created the music for that in 2007. So it's basically 9 years ago. For me also, how I compose music, and it's new, but it's still in the same spirit and feeling as the old one.
Sleep tight in a new life, through another warning call. Look down on the cold ground, no one tried to break the fall.
What what's been the most difficult aspect of composing for Mirror's Edge Catalyst?
It's been a smooth ride. And the people at DICE has been really, really good to me also when I've been working on it. And I also built a temporary studio at DICE. So I was up there and working for 1 month closely to the team, you know. And that was a really good experience also. I didn't do that for the first game, but for this one, I felt, okay, I really need to be here on location and compose with all the people around also. So,
what is it about Mirror's Edge that makes it such a joy to compose for?
Since the first Mirror's Edge, they wanted my Solar Fields music. And if I have the artistic freedom to create how I feel it, instead of listening to, no, you need to do that and that and that and that. And this is a really big thing for me when I'm composing music, because then I don't need basically to think in that kind of other ways. And yeah, I think it's artistic freedom.
So you'd do it again if there was a third Mirror's Edge?
Yes, for sure. Absolutely.
And it's not only Magnus who was closely tied to the making of Mirror's Edge. Since the first game, gaming algorithms have relied more and more on motion capture technology to make them realistic. Mocap, as Faye refers to it in our interview, is not brand new to the franchise, but it certainly is a bigger part of the Catalyst follow-up. In preparation for the game, both Faye and Jeff got involved in motion capture, not only propelling their voices on screen, but physically becoming Faith and Icarus. Well, sort of.
I find it interesting because if you see yourself in a film, it's like, it's actually you. When it's in a game, I mean, this game, we didn't do full face capture. So it's like a Swedish male model on top of all of my movements and face. So it's like, it's me, but it's like the ultra handsome, good looking version of me.
What I love is that it still captures sort of like there's the essence of you that's there, like the little things that you do with just like with your hands or how you stand and your stance and stuff. So that stuff is still, there's still little like hints of, you know, personality in there.
Every little crease in your face when you smile or laugh, it shows up, and it's incredible what they've accomplished.
What was the motion capture like in terms of, because it's a parkour game, right? So did you have to do a lot of running around?
Yeah, I trained for probably 3 years of parkour.
Trained for 10, knowing that this was coming up. So yeah, training was rigorous. No, not at all. For motion capture, it's more like you're put in a bodysuit and you're sort of working within just a space. Like we really worked on mostly like just the cutscenes. Like from an acting perspective, it's like being in a theater. It's like doing theater work essentially.
Yeah.
So you're moving within that space, and the only difference is you've got a helmet cam on.
We actually had these amazing stunt men and women in Sweden who we haven't even met that have the same body types as us and did all of our parkour movement, and we did all the other movements, like Faye said, in the studio shooting. Like they captured all of our walking, running, that kind of stuff, but then the parkour was left up to the experts. So
it's sort of like, you know, in films, like they have stunt doubles and stuff that do all like the really hard things. So you want to get professionals that know how to do that kind of stuff, so it doesn't detract from it not feeling real, you know?
So maybe you could do your 10 years of training in time for the next game.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so ready. I'm surprised they didn't ask me to like do all the stunts, but I was like, hey, I can do it. You know, I can totally jump off this wall and bounce off this car and all that kind of stuff. But no.
So here it is, the elevator pitch. Just in case you weren't sold yet, with an insight into some of the tantalizing features of Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
Mirror's Edge Catalyst, because you have the most unique hero in video games of all time. You've got this woman who doesn't need guns or superpowers. You've got a free-roaming world in this large, beautiful city. You get social play. You get the origin story of Faith. First person playing. You truly feel like what it's like to be her. to plow through your enemies and glide across the city. It's exciting. It's dramatic elements. There's just awesome fluid combat and movement. And the players are going to be so immersed and just be able to escape to this other amazing world. And trust me, I can't wait to try it myself.
To get to live and be a free runner in this incredible world, you live on the rooftops of the City of Glass, and you get to be this fierce and athletic daredevil, you know, making a living by taking on secret missions as a high-tech corporate spy. I mean, I just think that it's just a really, really amazing game, and it's so much fun. So, I mean, fundamentally, bottom line, it's so much fun.
There's this like multiplayer challenge. There's these online challenges that are really cool. Multiplayer, you can like become a better runner. You can track your progress against other divisions and like enhance skills, challenge your friends with dashes, discover like really cool paths through the City of Glass.
You can also like explore, what is it? They have like a 3D map to see where you and your friends are located.
There's time trials. You can test your skills and abilities in the environment. So it's so much more than just a simple, straightforward game. There's a whole world of possibilities. And
races, environmental puzzles, all that kind of stuff, like where you just get to explore the city. Like that's the best part as well. It's just getting to totally make that city. I want to say a bad word, but I'm not going to say it. Make that city yours.
This franchise has such loyal followers, and we are as pumped as we hope we can bring as much passion as people have for the game as well. And hopefully that they are incredibly pleased with what they get to experience.
With thanks to Faye Kingsley, Jeff Berg, Jules de Jong and Magnus Bergson, this has been a special edition of Double Tap. Looking forward to Mirror's Edge Catalyst. See you next week.
Double Tap is an Audio Boom production, presented by Alice Taplin and produced by Jamie Wareham.